Wealth, your tangible assets advisor, and I'm dragging the story out too long. So I'll short story the rest of it. So bought the land, you know, started to build. EPA comes in, public project, 2006. Everything's big and growing, and they're hot shots. Tells me that they think it's an old landfill. I have to sieve the land, sieve the dirt. Top 14 feet I have to take to an off-site location, which was miles away. So I had to hire, and then I have to run it through a grizzly, which breaks everything down to 5 inches, or I'm sorry, half an inch or less remaining, and then bring it back, lay it down 6 inches at a time, put in these little flags. So each 6 inches, we had to spray some weird stuff on it that they told us. And my main understanding was that it was a deionizer to prevent the dirt from re-expanding or something. I don't know. Or whatever it did. And so every 6 inches, we'd have to spray this stuff. And then every 12 inches, the EPA would have to approve. So we'd put all these weird flags in, and they'd have to come out and measure and look. It was unbelievable. Now, back in 2006... that cost me $75,000 to clean my dirt to EPA standards. Is that a good organization? Now, the fact that, yeah, they thought it was an old landfill just based on rumors from someone who was angry and jealous that we got the property is probably not a very good use of government funding. Although that is exactly what we're dealing with all the time, isn't it? We're dealing with fools spitting out foolishness, and we just drink the Kool-Aid. So anyway, so we ended up doing that. And as my contractor said, he goes, well, you've got the best, the most packed down property in Spokane. I built the building from the ground up back then. I put a substantial amount of money into security, and it's a very beautiful building. If you haven't been here, you should come check it out. It really is beautiful, inside and out. It's gorgeous. It's kind of a timeless icon. And we designed the inside. The architect had nothing to do with it. I had the outside basically designed, and I had an architect customer friend who added a clock tower and some other things and made it look pretty cool. Now that I know what I know, I'd do some things different, but isn't that just how life goes? So, anyway, we've got the most packed down dirt. That's important to you. And anyway, we built in, you know, class 2 vault systems. We've got our main one, and then we've got a depository service, highest rated privately held depository service in the Northwest and beyond. We get people that are like, well, the bank's a little bit cheaper. You know, that's great. Go to the bank. I mean, we're providing a private service. You know, our safe deposit boxes start at $60 a year. That isn't bad when you consider the privacy. I mean, people can get $1 million or more worth of metals in there, you know. And so what's, you know, 50 years? If you buy a long-term contract on our deposit boxes, you can save more. But I digress. And so we put in, we have, I mean, just to, to consolidate the conversation here, exterior walls, CMU block filled with 1-inch rebar and 8-inch centers, concrete grout on the inside. We've got 1 1/8-inch military-grade Kevlar and bullet and bomb-resistant polycarbonate all over the place, 800-pound bomb-proof doors all over the place. You know, so we built it to last, but it's really attractive. It's really nice. It's really secure. We just have a good handle, we think, on what's going on, and we try to. It's so important to us, folks, to just take good care of you. You know, people come in and they want this or that, and I'll convert them. I'm not selling what I have as they do on a car lot. I'm selling what I believe I'm comfortable seeing coming back into the shop at a later point. Certain items have exorbitant premiums. Silver Eagles, for example. During the COVID insanity, which we're still in, but during the original hype where everybody was like, is this legit? Is it not legit? Is it real? Is it not real? Now I think people with a little spiritual grounding and common sense are like, this is a massive sham, right? So during that time, silver eagles got up to 40-something an ounce when silver was maybe 20. The premiums were exorbitant. You may have been one of the customers that came in and wanted to buy them, and good old Kevin wouldn't let you. I had a vault full of thousands, but I wouldn't sell them to you. It's too much. It's a bad investment at that point. And if you brought them back, you know, it's an ugly deal because it's an isolated time in history. So, the premiums get crazy. Now the premiums are down, you know, reasonable. We have, you know, we always have a few thousand silver eagles in stock. The American silver eagles came in 500-ounce boxes called, they're green plastic, and they're big old heavy, heavy-duty plastic, and we call them monster boxes. And we have monster boxes of silver eagles, a number of them. And we also have some that are sealed monster boxes, which aren't exactly, you know, collectible. But I, you know, for some reason, people like them that way. So, and we are, you know, we're always wholesaling. If you're looking to get into silver eagles or something like that, we've got plenty of that. Silver rounds, silver bars, old U.S. silver coinage. These are the things. And what you do and what I do is calculate the premium and try to steer you towards whatever I feel is offers the best value at the time. That is my ultimate goal here. Like I said, I got to look you in the eye. I've had some comments made recently by people of how much they appreciate the fact that I kind of take a strong hand with them, because they come in with what they think they've researched on a literally paid advertising forum. There is everything on Google is paid for. You don't pay, you don't play. You don't have a website, you don't have anything. And, I mean, they'll put you down so far in the gutter, no one will ever find you. That's what happens when you put in a specific company's name. And what do you get? You get all their competitors first. What? Why? Well, they paid for that. Trust me, they pay for that. So anyway, so that's my story about regulation. Definitely not, you know, probably overly relevant, but we'll just move on from there. So it's as usual. I think it's appropriate that we look at and consider what's going on with this election, if you will call it that. The media in general is laying out what seems to be a very clear-cut, deceptive misnomer of reality. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is this is the baseline knowledge that we've all been given in school and everything. It's like, hey, you vote in an election, everything's fine, someone wins, someone loses. Uh-oh, Trump's a poor loser, we better trash that guy. He, you know, and he's not at all. The constitutionality of this thing is the biggest mess you can even comprehend. I should say the unconstitutionality of the election is something you need to grasp, you need to wrap your head around. I think it's, you know, you've got so much media, fact check, Trump's a liar, fact check, Trump's no good, fact check, Trump doesn't know he's talking about, fact check, he's definitely demonstrating psychological issues, fact check, he lost the election. This is the garbage I see on Google, fact check, fact check, fact check. That's how everything's put out to you now. I mean, do I need a fact check? I mean, if someone's a legitimate fact checker, wouldn't that be their fair and honest and accurate and true? You know, facts are wonderful fact checkers, but this stuff's all designed so that you will not go out on your own and actually research this stuff. They're terrified of that. They'll lose you. There is no doubt in my mind that this whole thing has been highly orchestrated. The reason that the Democrats lost their minds in the last outcome election in 16 with Hillary, the reason they literally became unglued and unveiled, and Hillary is not rumored but told to have lost her stuff so bad she was chucking glasses and pictures, and they'd spent millions and millions of dollars on this big celebratory party concept celebration. That was gone. She was sure she won. Why? Because they've been cheating on these ballots since then. Here's what I think. You get three states, whatever they are, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Georgia, I think. Doesn't matter. Don't hold me on that. You get three states, I think, and that's my memory, but they choose at 10 o'clock p.m. to tell the constitutionally supported ballot counters, ballot checkers, they tell them, these are Republicans that are visiting. They're there to watch ballot counting. And the Georgia officials say, well, it's 10 o'clock. We're shutting down. And we're going to go home. So the vote check, fact check, whatever they are, you know, peeps, go home. So what happens then? What's so bad about that, Kevin? Oh, wait a minute. After they got rid of the Republican observational specialists, they resumed counting ballots till 1:30 in the morning that we know of. What? Here's what's crazier. There had to be a call or a preordained farce. Listen to me. This is all fact. Every one of these swing states, Trump was rocking the house, rocking the boat, kicking some tail, heading for the moon, whatever you want to call it, in about 8 p.m., Central Time, or Mountain Standard, whatever it is, 10 p.m. East, I think. Everyone, all the vote counters and the public media get the message, hey, okay, think about this. We're done counting for the night. We're all going home. And come back tomorrow and finish it, okay? Now, you're Donald Trump. You have 100 times the intel you and I do, and that's what you think about most of the time. You ever heard of racketeering or collusion? One of the signs which are acceptable for a warrant is egregious symbiotic behavior between two or more officials of the organization or alleged organization, or it's two or more, whatever, within a certain, you know, amount of geography in an exact period of time, et cetera, et cetera. So what it's saying is when you see multiple polling stations shutting down at the same time with the same story, and then after they get rid of those vile Republican vote watchers, they reopen and just start racking it up. This is where Pennsylvania was putting huge pieces of block paper, I mean big, over the windows so no one could any longer see in. What are you hiding? This is a general public election in the United States of America. There are no other logical conclusions when you think of the fact that multiple states, all liberal swing states, or states that had gone liberal previously at times, all these states at the same second across the United States come out with the same announcement, and then they behave the same way with the same disdain and disregard for the legally appointed vote checkers. Is that not collusion or racketeering? It's, you know, who knows where this is going? But if you and I don't go somewhere on all this stuff, we're done. Folks, we're losing our minds. You got AOC out there. You know, a liberal friend of mine was like, well, I don't know why Fox is so obsessed with AOC and Bernie Sanders. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, she dictates. She says something and they go crazy. And I said, well, that's because she's an avowed radical socialist communist who's got an IQ of a head of lettuce. She's accomplished nothing, contributed nothing to her society overall, and she's in the lowest, cheapest district in New York, cost of living wise, income wise, right? So she doesn't have a lot of clout, but because she's a radical fruitcake and she came out of this area in New York, they think she's special and she's preaching this socialist mantra garbage. And you get all these left wing media hosts that just drink it up. I keep calling it the Kool-Aid, folks. That's a saying, drink the Kool-Aid. You know, I don't know why, who came up with that. But the point is, you're just thinking everything's great and fine and dandy, and you're not thinking for yourself, okay? These things just may bother you. Because it's absolutely ridiculous. Out of control. So, I want to back up a little bit here, folks. I mean, I hope you understand what's going on. This recount thing is so constitutional, it's not even funny. I also want to say that, with this whole mask mandate and Inslee and all this stuff, I'll get to that in a minute, but these people, everything is about cases. They're not paying attention to deaths. And the bottom line is, folks, this is a fact. Write it down, accept it. Don't disbelieve me. The coronavirus is the flu. Not a flu, the flu. This is why the radical, crazed socialists chose it. Now, wherever you are you sitting there going, oh, well, I don't believe that because it's not consistent with my party beliefs. You know, I mean, you got to watch. You become so susceptible to deception by committing to a man-made organization that you're basically sold out. Defund the police. There's a doozy. That is the most brilliant, stupid thing I've ever heard. This stuff is designed to tear us down, break us down, create anarchy, so these wild men can show off. George Soros sends them out whenever he needs a distraction, right? We know that now. It's apparent. And we buy the bait, and the media buys the bait. The media literally eats the bait. Takes the bait. So the one thing I was going to say too, the mask mandate. This is interesting to me. Have you gone up to people? You can't recognize who they are. God gives you facial expressions. A smile, a laugh. the Muslims, when they used to capture people for slavery, they would make their slaves wear masks all the way up to their eyes, over their nose, let it slip down, get beat to death. Why would they do that? Well, according to, you know, a lot of historians, before this, of course, now they'll change it. Well, they'll be like, well, you know, them Muslims, they're pretty good people, really. I mean, they were, you know, they had everyone wearing masks because they were afraid of the coronavirus back then, too. You know, I'm just kidding. But so they would force people to wear masks that were slaves. Why? To dehumanize them, shut them up, abuse them, beat them. How's that work, Kevin? There's no facial expression. You become a non-human. You're inhumane. People can do terrible things to you. It doesn't hurt their feelings at all anymore, and you're a scumbag. It also, they can crank it down and affect your oxygen flow, which is apparently what the Muslims used to do. If someone misbehaved, they had some kind of a mask that had an opening at the bottom. This is a fact. This is when we were, you know, the Marines were to the shores of Tripoli. This is when Jefferson went over and met with the Pasha of Tripoli and was handed a Quran and told that we were infidel scum. Well, guess what? We serve God. And guess what happened to the United States of America under the auspices of people like the likes of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson? What happened? We started to boom and grow and prosper and kick tail. Started to really kick it up. Well, that's the God of the Bible, and that's what he does. The God of Islam is the devil. It's old Baal worship. Belteshazzar, Baal, you know what it is. Then there's Beelzebub, there's another one. But anywho, that's not relevant. The Muslims, you got to understand, there's so much satanic design here. There's a spiritual warfare. This stuff is so dark and heavy. I was talking to a friend of mine today who's a super high-ranking government official. And I mean, very high. Very, very high. And well accomplished. And every bit of it's deserved. But we were talking about, imagine that. We were talking about the stuff that is going on, and we're, you know, there's the conversation migrated a lot of directions. But one of the directions is obvious. What do we do to stand up to this malarkey? How do we take this down before it's too late? You know, if they get a whim that that's coming, be ready for power lockdowns. So, anyway, the Muslims created face masks, and they did it for a lot of reasons that are very derogatory, very controlling. Why do people wear masks when they rob a store? So you can't recognize their face, okay? Without a face, why? Because they have no accountability. What happens when certain people get behind the wheel of a car? All of a sudden, they become a different person. They become a monster, don't they? Until the cops come and say, knock it off, and then they might wake up. You know, what happens when you get behind the screen of a computer, a certain person who lacks morality? If you don't think I'm right, go read Twitter feeds. I'm not on Twitter. I don't like Twitter. I won't buy Twitter. But a friend of mine texted me at some Twitter feeds, and I click and I'm in on, I think I was on the @real Donald Trump, whatever. I don't even know how Twitter works. You should see the rubbish trash this, you know, 20-something-year-old kid's pumping out there. I mean, filthy, just, bleh, you know, Trumps of this, Trumps of that. Hate, 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 hate. These people are told, oh, that dirty, rotten SOB took all your money. You know, if you're poor, I want you to know this right now. If you are poor, it is because of Donald Trump. He took all your money. I mean, after all, if he's got it, you don't. Because it's not like we're sitting in a country where they can just print whatever money they want whenever they want. No, there's a fixed amount of money. Everyone knows this in economics. There's a fixed amount of money. They never make more. And then everyone has to fight over it. But it never goes up in value. It just goes down. What? I hope nobody listened to that and thought I was serious. That was sarcasm at its finest. There is a fixed amount of money in the world right now, but oh, now there's more. Wait a minute. Oops, they made more just now. Hang on a sec. Yep, more. Zero sum thinking does not work. Zero sum thinking means where you assume there's a fixed amount of any asset in the world or in your microcosm. And you have to fight for it. In other words, it is the most beautiful socialist concept. That's where they take you for a ride. They are even doing this stuff to kids now. They do the, you know, where they say, well, you know, there's only a fixed amount of wealth out there. And so I'm talking kids studying econ. They're feeding them this stuff. I won't get into it. This brings up another quick slide. I got a slide now, side slide, I guess you call it. We, as believers with our heads on straight, conservatives that know the truth, tend to collect hard assets because we don't trust man. Jesus said, or the Bible said, that Jesus entrusted himself to no man, for he knew what was on man's heart. Well, if Jesus is a little bit cautious about it, maybe we ought to be too, which is why Jesus dealt with gold and silver as money. When he spoke against money, it wasn't what you think is money. It's what you're told is money. It's the word mammon, where it said, man cannot serve two masters. Either he will love the one and hate the other, or hate the one and love the other. And then he says, you cannot serve mammon, or the words translated money, which is wrong, and God. What it should say is the concept, even is of being a self-made man. It's that I'm a self-made man concept. It's the me, folks. I don't know who you are, but I'm telling you, if you can't look down at every digit of every finger you got left and, you know, and look at yourself in the mirror and look at all the inner workings, think about your mouth. How in the world did he leave these open areas for things to, you know, whatever, and it's not contaminating the inside. Woo, that's pretty cool. You know, and we've got all these things that are just so phenomenally, ridiculously unbelievable. Hair that just keeps growing. You know, I mean, I could go on forever. It does not make sense. The hair thing's obvious because we can get a hairstyle and create our own image, right? Yeah, I'm real GQ. Not, but hey, anyway, so here's the deal. The COVID thing, you know, as this stuff's been going down, one thing that has become so clear to me is how incredibly well orchestrated and it was played. Trump knew it was bad. Like when I said these states all came out the same second and said, we're not going to do this. And Trump goes, no more voting. Stop the count. So what's CNN do? They don't go, oh, Trump has a great point. There's probably corruption there. And so he wants to just check things out. No. They have to go after him and say, Trump said stop counting the ballots. Okay, he never did. I've seen it over and over. It's not true, so don't buy it. But what I was getting at is the timing of this COVID thing. You think about it, the lockdowns, the quarantine, the separation, and what comes out of it. Oh, imagine this. New election bills, which allow the United States government at whatever level they assign to ship out tens of thousands of blank ballots to people who are or have been registered in something like the last 14 years. It's the Democrats' approval of how to win the election. They have to cheat. They don't care how they get there. During this supposed investigation, they don't care as long as they win. So anyway, that's kind of schemey there. But anyway, when I'm looking at this stuff, we had what I would call the COVID coup. And so what we're experiencing, the overrun of the election is the COVID coup, okay? So you got Joe Biden, you know, supposedly won the election, right? I'm sure you're up on that. So the entire process was dominated by, controlled, regulated, undermined, etc., with COVID precautions and mega distortions. You know, there's people that work for different state institutions. They have terrible jobs. Like an ordnance individual whose job is to come over and tell you your fence is 3 inches too tall, which they should slow down on a bit sometimes. But anyway, so when you get it, you know, these people who are doing these kinds of jobs actually start to get a rush or a charge out of the authority and out of the negativity. Here's a story for you. It's just kind of an extreme case. You love stories? No, you don't. Kevin babbles. But this will make sense to you, and you'll be like, why did you tell me that? But anyway, so when I met my wife in college, now the point of this story is how crazy people get to control you. They love it. It makes them feel good. I met my wife in college. I actually met her once in high school, and we were pen pals. Back in the day, we didn't have email or nothing. How's that? Or nothing. That's good talk. But anyway, we were pen pals, and then we kind of separated. Well, we didn't separate. We just, you know, kind of faded and drifted away a little bit. And when I was in college, I was walking across campus, and I saw her one time, and I'm like, ooh, there's Carrie. She's gorgeous. And so another night I ran into her, and we were at a function, and her friends had left and my friends had left. And we were still in college. We were a couple miles probably from her dorm. And I said, hey, would you, you know, she had to go. And I said, I walked her home. And then we, just to clarify things, you know, show you that I was a gentleman. And I walked her home. And then after that, we started going to movies and doing stuff like that and riding our bikes and going everywhere on bikes because we didn't have a car because we couldn't afford it. And life was darn good, and we had a good time, and then everything's kind of migrated from there. So what the heck is your point, Kevin? My wife lived in Montana State University. It was called Hanford Hall. It was just for girls. That's where the good girls were. And she got some real doozy roommates. So she had this one gal, I think I remember her name, something Stickley. Not from the Stickley Furniture Maker. Anyway, my wife, they're in bunk beds in these girls' dorms. This gal she had some physical attributes that weren't overly attractive. I mean, and my wife wakes up one night at 2 or 3 in the morning and listening to this Teresa Stickley on the phone, calling people, telling them that she's a nurse from the hospital, and that either telling people their children died or their parents died or whatever. sending people through the roof, through the moon, terrified, bummed out, so sad, destructive, destructive, destructive. This gal was getting off on it. My wife finally, you know, well, not finally, I think within one time, turned her in, and she ended up getting prosecuted for all kinds of things, and she deserved it. So what's my point again? People sometimes enjoy that, making you squirm and uncomfortable. It's a control thing. I want to do people right and make them feel good. So that's a crazy story, but it's true. And it tells you there's people out there like that, that just they just get a thrill right out of that. So here we go. Let's just run down the COVID coup. So we got, listen to this, nearly 80% of Joe Biden's votes, according to the exit polls, named COVID as the key issue, right? So another 80% of Trump's votes saw the economy as the key issue. In the name of COVID fears, Election Day was essentially canceled, and more than half the votes, actually now three quarters if you count all the fake ones, up to three quarters of the votes if you count all the fake votes, were cast by mail. Many of them weeks and weeks before. Before election or before debates. I mean, think about this stuff, folks. This happened before. Only a retired couple who fills out their ballot before they head out for 2 weeks because they don't want to miss it. So you got with the Democrats leading the push for early mail-in voting, people who were, you know, terrified. Guess who's most afraid of this? Liberals. How many conservatives? The more conservative it seems, the more biblically sound a person is, the less they're concerned because they know better. The facts are there. They're willing to look at the truth and ignore emotion, number one. And they're also willing to realize, well, I guess it's more of a knowledge of the heart condition of man. They know man can do some nasty stuff, okay? So Republicans, so we got the Democrats that were leading the push for email or mail-in voting. These are the ones that are afraid to go to the polls because of COVID. 97% of those were Biden voters, okay? Republicans across the country allowed the Democrats to intimidate voters. This is what I get sick of. With COVID myths up the zippity-doo-dah-day, excuse me, but and then they use those myths as a pretext for voting by mail from home. Really nice. Nancy Pelosi, you get the new COVID bailout bill. Nancy has to stop it, freeze it, put her trash, filth, rotten, wretched crap in it. It sits there and she gets almost another $1 million and she's just disgusting. She's filled with a spirit, I don't know. And I mean, that's a fact. And then she's sending money. How about, you know, what is it? How I don't even know. Billions to the unions. And it was billions to these foreign liberal nations. And, you know, she's paying everybody off. I mean, you know, this is what's going on. So Republicans are allowing this garbage to happen. This is what's getting to me. Now, I talked about be as wise as serpent, as innocent as doves, that the evil schemes. You don't got to scheme. You don't have to scheme, but you can use your common sense. You go, what would I do if I was in their shoes? Maybe you won't think just like them. But there's no good battle general who doesn't know the field and the methods and the techniques and know where to look for the enemy. He doesn't just sit back and go, well, I don't know nothing about offense, but I'll tell you what, I specialize in defense, boys. So arm up. Get all your ammo boxes ready. I want that pit filled with bullets because you're going to be spraying them. Because when these guys come in on the offense, you're probably not going to have one chance in H to live, but you're going to fight your way. You're going down with flames. This is the Republican mentality. You push us far enough and we're going to snap. Republicans don't unite much, and they really don't have any problem slicing each other up. So if we get this onslaught of socialist takeover, you'll have these Republicans kowtowing, hey, you know, they'll be doing the well, you know. In Romans, it tells us to obey the government, that it's put in by God, and we got to just do whatever it says. Guess what? Wrong. Who runs this government? Wait. That's you. That's me. It's our government. Don't. The United States of America was formed and created to avoid those juxtapositions, to avoid them, to get you out of them, to give you true freedom, true faith, not have a government breathing down your neck with a bunch of unreasonable regulations and requirements and all that stuff. They aren't looking for that. When the Bible says that God is in charge of it all and he's given us authority over the spirits and whatever, but that we have to obey government, I guarantee you, you cannot sit there and tell me. Run out of momentum a little bit. So basically, let's just try to rattle this off in the short time we have, okay? So you got Democrats leading the push for early mail-in voting. You got Republicans across the country allowing this garbage because they can't scheme. They can be wise, though, and put up a good defense, you know, but it's too late. You got to be on offense, man. So Republicans allow it, and then on the assumption that it was perilous to vote in person, all these left-wingers and myths and lies. And you can't get a drug. I mean, this stuff's so well thought out. They had this stuff figured out 2 years ago. They knew what would happen with COVID. They had Fauci on board. They got the whole thing. I'll bet you Fauci is getting $20 million plus dollars over and above all of his other bribes. Minimum. They're making huge fork. And Nancy, like I said, added $1 trillion to the last stimulus package for COVID, and none of it went to COVID. None of it. She's the one denying workers money now. But wait a minute. The socialists, I'm sorry, the Dems are the party of the people. Now, here's what's going on, folks. We have full throttle election fraud. And you know what? The reason, like I said, Hillary flipped out in 16, they had the same fraud and they couldn't believe. I think Trump's winning by mega landslides. This time, they shut down at 8 o'clock. And then it was time for the smart count system, or whatever you call it, to start tallying things up. Then they're telling them, you're way, you know, they're like, Biden's way behind. You got to produce this many ballots. They found 26,000 ballots here in the last week-ish. In one location, 26,000 ballots, blank, pristine was the description. Blank, pristine ballots. But wait, they weren't totally pristine because 98% of them had a check mark for Biden because he was behind so far that there was no giving Trump any votes. This is how bad Trump won or how good. And he knew it. He was killing it. Hillary was living in 16 because he got so many votes, he blew past her. This is what's going on, folks. So you break the links between personal presence, IDs. They're not allowing, they didn't allow IDs, signatures, ballots, you know, et cetera. Individual voters were able to just walk in whenever they want. The mail-in operations prolonged the voting period, went past the deadline, and then they changed the overall electoral dynamic. Okay? So, of course, I'm out of time. What's new? So the main theme of the campaign was the myth and mantra of that there was supposedly 220,000 COVID deaths, which is not true. The media sits and keeps inculcating and propagating this stuff relentlessly. And even Trump, disgustingly and disastrously, seems to condone. I don't know what his gig is. He's just getting fed the wrong Kool-Aid. The electoral campaigns pivoted on this myth. So actual COVID deaths with COVID, according to record, were less than 10% of this number they keep pounding at us. And I ran out of time again. What's new? Folks, telling you now, we got a great inventory, wholesale, wholesale, wholesale. If you're thinking about it, we got a lot of Gold Eagles through, you know, next week. We'll be out quick, but like I probably have 400 of them. But anyway, give me a call. Let us build you a portfolio. We love doing it. We love taking care of you. Be diversified. Be wise. God bless. Have a beautiful weekend. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.